Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is life eternal. What? That they might know you, the only true God, and what? That they might know Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. What is eternal life? Knowing God. Is there anybody really born again that has never met God? When I say met God, I'm not talking about they saw Him with their eyes. I'm not talking about they went to heaven. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Anybody who's been born again knows what I'm talking about. God was real to you. Right? You got acquainted with Him. You met Him. He manifested Himself to you. There's no such thing as somebody that's saved, born again, who doesn't know anything about God. That looks on God, looks on Jesus as a historical figure, like, you know, George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or Napoleon or somebody that lived years ago that they never met, they don't know. And yet there are people, there are millions that go to churches in this country, and Jesus is like that to them. Why? Because their preachers are not even born again. It's sad, but it's true. I've met folks that were in the ministry for decades and retired and then got born again. Well, then what about all their people? It's going to be a miracle if any of their people are born again, because they didn't get it from church. The new birth is not preached. Knowing God is not preached. So what do they preach? They talk about God. They try to learn things about God, but they don't know Him. They don't know Him. How many understand that was the problem in Jesus' day with the religious leaders of His day? He told them, He said, search the Scriptures. Well, that's all they did. But He said, search the Scriptures. He said, they testify of Me. He said, and they weren't accepting Him. They're rejecting Him. They're saying He wasn't even of God. Why? Read through the passage of John, especially the middle of John there sometime, and you'll see they got in this whole thing about them knowing God, and He told them they didn't know God. He told them they were of their father, the devil. Didn't He? And He said, the reason you don't know Me is because you don't know Him. If you knew Him, you'd be welcoming Me. Right? How many know it was true? If they really did know God, those Pharisees and Sadducees would have been hugging Jesus' neck and kissing His feet. But the fact that they're going to try to shut Him down, they're going to try to stone Him, throw Him off the cliff, what does that prove? It proves that though they have been in seminary all their life, and they can quote the law, and they can quote the Ten Commandments, they don't know God at all. I'm hungry to know Him more. I'm hungry for this church to be a church that don't just come and talk about God. A church that comes and experiences God. A church that knows Him. Men and women that leave out of here on Sunday and go to work on Monday, and they know what to tell a coworker. They know what to tell a neighbor. They know how to help them. Why? Because they know the Holy One who lives inside them, and they fellowship with Him night and day. And they don't just quote rules and regulations and do's and don'ts. They know Him. And it's only when you know something about Him that you're going to be bold to pray for people and believe with people for miracles. You're going to be bold. Why? Because you know Him. You know what His will is. You know what He'll do. You know what you can do. So instead of all this backpedaling and making excuses and, you know, theorizing and conjecturing about, well, God is mystical and He might do this and how many understand when Jesus came and preached and taught, the Bible said the people were astounded at His teaching and preaching. And what was it specifically that astounded them? He spoke with boldness. He did not preach like the seminary teachers. He spoke boldly, confidently. Why? Because he knew what he's talking about. And they hadn't heard anybody that knew what they talked about. Knew what they were talking about in centuries. Some of them. Synagogue after synagogue and generation after generation. And they had heard people getting up there theorizing and conjecturing and maybe this and maybe that. And it's all up to God and we just don't know. And wow. Friend, I had all that I ever want to have in my lifetime. I want to leave all that behind me. And if none of us know what God wants, let's find out. Right? And believe we can find out. And seek Him till we do find out. Put our nose in this book till we do find out. And then when we do find out, be bold about it. And say, yeah, we know what He'll do. He'll do this right here. He said He would do it. So this is what He'll do. You're bold because you know. Let me give you four things that you should know, that you and I need to know in order to be bold. This is not the only four things you'll ever need to know. I just said four things that you need to know in order to be bold. And what are we still talking about? We're talking about receiving. Yes, sir. You're not going to step up to the Father. You're not going to come boldly before the throne of grace and believe you receive. And lay hold of a healing or lay hold of wisdom or direction or the money you need. Unless you know. Number one, you should know, I should know, that He is God and He is good. This ought not be something we're debating about. This ought not be something anybody is conjecturing or theorizing about. How many believe absolutely, unequivocally, no question about it? He is God. He's God. He's real. He's the Almighty, He's all-wise, He's all-powerful, and He is good. Good. He's good. The Bible said, without faith it's impossible to please Him. The one who approaches God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those that seek Him or diligently seek Him. Secondly, you need to know this. Going to be bold, you have to know it. You need to know He is my Father and He loves me. Say it out loud. He is my Father and He loves me. Say that again. He is my Father and He loves me. Boy, you get this in you strong enough. You know this strong enough. It'll make you bold. It'll cause you to quit squirming around and begging and crying and carrying on. You'll stand up on your feet like a man or woman of God. You'll begin to act like Jesus. Why? Because you know. He's not just God. He's my Father. And He loves me. He knows me individually. He knows me personally. And He loves me. I can't believe that for you. I can tell you He loves you, but I can't believe that for you. You do understand there are millions of Christians that are not settled on this. You tell them God loves them and they'll just cry and say, you think so? After all I've done, the mess I've been, y'all pray for me. We can pray for you from now on and you don't have to believe that. Well, I know it said He loves me like He loves Jesus, but I can't believe that. That's a lie that you can't believe it. You choose not to believe it. Believing's a choice. Say it out loud. I choose to believe that God loves me. Boy, you get that in you strong. I know I got that strong in me, stronger than I had in times past some years ago. I stood up on my feet in my little office because I'd been concerned about some certain issues in the whole course of my life. And I just popped up. I said, Keith's going to make it. I'm just right by myself. I said, for the Lord. I said, Keith's going to make it. Then I got stirred up and got to preaching to myself. I said, Keith, it's going all the way. Keith, is going to run his whole course. Keith is going to finish his whole race. Keith is going to do all the will of God for Keith. Why? Ain't because Keith is so smart. It ain't because Keith has done everything perfect. It's because God loves Keith. God loves Keith so much that if Keith needs help, God will help Keith. Keith's messing up. He'll tell him. He'll teach him. If Keith don't get it the first four times, he'll tell him again. If he's not getting it the sixth time, he'll crank up the volume. If Keith's not getting it the ninth time, he'll send three people by that also love Keith and say, Keith, you got to get this straight. If Keith falls down 800 times, God will pick Keith up 801. And because God loves Keith, Keith's going to make it. Now, why would I be bold to pop up and say that like that? Because it's dawning on me in an increasing fashion that this is true. This is not just theory. This is not just talk. Go with me to two places here. We could go to John 4 and 1 John 4. How can you be bold? If you know him. See, you're not going to be bold with me if you don't know me. If you are, you're just presumptuous. If you don't know me, we got no history, we got no relationship, and you come in bold about what I'm going to do and what I ain't going to do, I'm going to say, hey, do you need prayer? You forgot where you are. But if we go way back and we know each other and you've been there for me and I've been there for you, then you could talk to me about things that other people wouldn't bring up. Oh, come on. Can you see this? You would expect, you would presume things that I would do or say that other people wouldn't dare to presume. Why? Because you know me well enough to know that's what I want. That's what I'm going to do. And it's exactly that way with us and God. The more you know God, and that's, it infuriates people who don't know God because it shows up their lack of knowledge of him when somebody else that comes along and really knows him and steps up and is bold and says and does things and they happen, it makes the other folk mad because it shows it right in their face. It basically says, you don't know God very well. They know God a lot better than you do. And a lot of folk are just too proud to admit that. They're just too proud to acknowledge that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Bold to Receive, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303K. That's R1303K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.